When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports supporters. If you've been watching us here on this channel pretty much since 2020 when this channel blew up, you guys know that we're not really fans of one LeBron James. Now, during the tenure of LeBron James on the Lakers, it's been highly disappointing. Of course, they won the bubble title, which nobody has respect for. Outside of that, they missed the playoffs or they've been in the play-in tournament. Yeah, and this season, they were in the play-in tournament. They couldn't make the playoffs outright yet again. The tenure of LeBron James to the Lakers, definitely not up to expectations. And I don't believe it's going to get any better. LeBron James is going to be 40 years old in December. 40. And there's a possibility also that he may end up opting out. He has a $52 million player option. But we have to see what happens because his son is actually declared for the draft. I don't think he's going to get drafted, so Bronny may end up going to college and playing another year. Don't know. But LeBron James and his Lakers are up against the defending NBA champs, the Denver Nuggets. Nikola Jokic and company beat the Lakers last night, but however, oh boy, the Lakers dominated the champs in the first half. But like they say, man, the game is four quarters. The Lakers had a 20-point lead, I believe, like midway through the third quarter. And then they fell apart. They lost the game, I believe, on a buzzer beater, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they blew the game. But LeBron James, oh boy. LeBron James, after the game, guess who he's blaming? He's blaming the referees, guys. Let's get into this. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. LeBron James trashes refs for blown call before storming out a presser. What the F do we have a replay center for? Yeah. So I guess it comes down to the replay. That's why the Lakers lost. It's not that they actually blew a 20-point lead. Oh, no. It's the referee's fault. This is really, really pathetic by LeBron James. Says here, LeBron James called out the NBA's review process after the referees missed a foul on his teammate in Monday's game against the Denver Nuggets. Despite leading by as many as 20 points, the Lakers lost to the reigning champions in game two of their first round playoff series to fall to 0-2 in the series. Following the loss, James expressed his frustration with a play earlier in the game involving Lakers guard D'Angelo Russell. While the Lakers held a 10-point lead, remember, they up by 10, Russell attacked the basket and went up for a layup. Nuggets forward Michael Porter Jr. tried to contest the shot and fouled him. Replays of the action showed Porter's arm swiping across Russell's face as he tried to block the shot. The Nuggets chose to challenge the play, to the surprise of many, they won the challenge and had the call reversed despite seemingly clear evidence to the contrary. One play. That's what it is. One single play. And this is the play right here. Okay, looking at this replay right here. He's going up and yeah, that's a foul. That's a foul right there. But still, man, that is one single play right there. But it definitely looks like a foul. Okay. They blew it. But however, the Lakers, no matter what, still blew a 20-point lead. Let's watch this presser here of LeBron James after the game right here. Let's roll it.
What did you see from them execution-wise? How consistent is that with what they've been? And how do you guys take that after being up as big as that you were?
We know they're a great offensive power team. We know they're going to get into a rhythm at some point. We know they're going to make runs, especially on their home floor. Just have to withstand them. And I think we did. Obviously, we gave up a 20-point lead. That's unfortunate, but 20-point leads in this league is not, it's not safe, especially against a defending champion. We got to do better with that, but we got our chances.
LeBron, every team you play on is its own individual team. Every season is its own individual season. That said, you've been a part of teams that have come back from all sorts of different deficits in a series. Where does your mind go down 0-2 headed back to L.A.?
Protect home. That's where my mindset goes. And obviously, only game that matters now is game 3 and how we can get better, how we can figure this team out. So game 3 is where my mindset is.
Offense was hard to come by for you guys really most of the second half, but particularly in the fourth quarter. You had something going.
Oh, yeah. He brings up second half right there. I believe the Lakers only scored a grand total of 40 points in the second half. That's not going to get it done.
What did you see on the look at the top of the key that was your last shot then?
I had a wide open look and it rimmed out. I mean, it was rimmed in and rimmed out. So.
Dan?
LeBron, in the third quarter, when they start to kind of slowly get back in the game, where did you see the offense start to really sputter for you guys? I think only 40 points in the second half, and it felt like you guys were attacking the basket, not finishing maybe a little
bit. Yeah, we missed shots. We got to score versus this team. We missed shots. We still got great looks. We just missed them. And they made it.
As tough as a loss like this is, how helpful was it to see D'Lo have the night he had, and just how much more confidence does that give you guys in him that he bounced back the way that he did in game 2?
We never lost confidence in him. D'Lo was D'Lo tonight. It's great to see you.
LeBron, do you feel like you guys made several adjustments that worked and that you can carry over into game 3?
Every game is its own challenge. Just because we did something well tonight doesn't mean it's automatically going to work in game 3. That's what the game is all about in the postseason. Teams make adjustments from game to game. So, we just have to come in with the mindset of, okay, this is his own game. Game 1 is over, game 2 is over. We have that role. This is his own game. And we have to, we have a game plan we need to execute.
Last question, Kirk.
LeBron, over the next 48 hours when you're looking at film and getting ready for that game Thursday, what's the challenge, mentally and emotionally, after you lose such a heartbreaking game?
I mean, yeah, of course it's a heartbreaking game. You don't ever want to lose in that fashion. I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on the drive. What the fuck do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. Sorry I didn't ask you a question, but that shit is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers Knicks game too. What are we doing?
Thanks, Andre.
Yeah, so that is LeBron James right there. That is LeBron James. That pretty much sums up, and the Lakers are done. Okay? The Lakers are no doubt done. They weren't going to beat the Denver Nuggets. When they played the Nuggets last year, too, I believe the Lakers actually got swept. They may win a game. I don't think the Nuggets are as good as last year. But the Lakers may win one home game, but this thing is probably over in five games. Just that simple. It's going to be another exit for LeBron James, man. Boy, that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.